Welcome to Faith Victory Ministries International with Pastor Charles Entry. Please prepare your hearts and your minds to receive this great revelation from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord God bless you.
We thank God for your lives, and everyone is very welcome. We have a word from the living God that we titled, Life is Short. Life is short. You see, we have been living and saying that indeed life is short, because there are so many things that we want to do, and it seems like we might not have enough time to accomplish them all. Something that is so great about God is that he hides the time of death to a man. Nobody knows when he is going to die, but it is appointed to a man to die. Everybody knows that one day or another he will die. When he will die, nobody knows. So whatever that we have in plan to do, the word tells us that do it quickly, because you do not have all your time. You do not have all your time. We have people that are living in a lifestyle of procrastination. What they want to do, what they have to do today, they postpone it to be tomorrow. And when tomorrow comes, they jump it to the day after tomorrow. And their lives continues, and they end up doing nothing. But as you are living and you know that life is short, you're going to have to see what is important in life so that you get those ones accomplished before it comes to an end, that you could not get many things accomplished. You know, this morning on Sunday school, it was very interesting because there was a scripture that came. It was Matthew 6, 33. It said, God said, he said, seek ye the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and all these things that people are looking for shall be added unto you. And I was saying, I said, this is so interesting, because among all the things that man needs to do in life, the commandment of Almighty God is given by God. The life of man, the life that man needs to live, man is a creation that is always seeking. He's seeking to acquire things. He's seeking to accomplish things. And in the counsel, in the wisdom of God to man, God stood there and told man, the most important thing in your life, in your seekings, in the things that you want to do, make sure, number one, that you seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that the Gentiles are looking for, all that people are living for, what they are looking for, that is what they are living for. What they are looking for, what man is looking for, that is what man lives for. Man lives for what he is looking for. They dedicate their lives seeking for worldly things. Acquire, I want the house, I want the clothes, I want this one, the money, I want that. God said that, yes, of course, I know that you need these things. But these things, I created them to be added to your choice, to be added to your choice. You seek for the kingdom of God and his righteousness. They go together. They go together, the kingdom and his righteousness. And all that you need shall be added. It's a wonderful wisdom. When we say that life is short, indeed life is short. If you have lost last year, it is forever gone. If you lost last year, it is forever gone. We are coming to the end of the year. Another year would start. So as another year is going to start, we want to make sure that we focus on what is essential. It's a time to evaluate our steps in life so that at the end of this year, many of us are going to make resolutions. Resolutions. So before you start making these resolutions, you're going to have to sit down and start evaluating what life is all about, so that you'll be able to focus on the priorities and not be living, deceiving yourself. It is important because the book of Romans, Romans 8 and the verses 29 to 30. Let me read these two scriptures. God, by the empowerment of the Holy Ghost, released his word through Apostle Paul, and he wrote, "For whom God did foreknow, God also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among the brethren. Moreover, whom God did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified, and whom he justified, them he also glorified." Powerful scripture. Powerful scripture. You know, the power in this scripture needs to be revealed by breaking down this scripture. He said, God, number one, God knows you. He knew you before you got here. Matter of fact, he put you here. He put you here. Predestination is someone who has, he has you in mind before he takes you there. God planned for your life before he puts you in this world. And the destination is where God wants you to be. That is the final. And he had destined us to be conformed to the image of his Son, Jesus Christ. So he had destined every one of us to become like Christ. You know, it is very important because what about if Jesus Christ did not come and live a life of example? How can we become like him when we don't know him? If we just knew Jesus, you know, spiritually, that would not be enough, because it takes man to live a physical life here in this world to know the details, the in and out, the trials and the tribulations that one can go through in this world. Jesus Christ was born, came in the flesh, lived here. The man spent 33 years of his life, like you and I being here, fulfilled all that the Father has for him. And at the end of it all, in John 16:17, he talks about the glorification. He talks about the glorification. It's the same glorification that is being mentioned here. He said that whom God justified. In other words, no sin. We were guilty, but we have been declared not guilty. No sin hanging over us. We can live a life of righteousness for God to bring us to the glorification. That is the destination. That is the destination. So God has you in mind, and God wants to beautify you. God has you in mind, and God wants to bring you to a higher level of relationship with him. God has you in mind, and God is going to glorify his word in your life. So with all this in mind, it is important for us to come to find out what is essential in life. As we said before, the year is coming to an end. Even people of the world, when the year is coming to an end, this is the time that they start releasing, you know, documents in corporations for each person to evaluate the other. You don't know who is evaluating you, but also you have to also be sitting down and evaluate yourself. What is the evaluation for? For promotion. For promotion. They evaluate so that they can take the higher step. What is it that we did that we could have done better? What went wrong that we have to correct? It is all part of it. The students that are also studying at schools, as the year is coming to an end, evaluation is given in the form of tests. You have to pass this test. That is how they come to know that you are now ready for a promotion. You are now ready for a promotion. But we, children of God, what must we look for as the year is coming to an end? What type of, you know, what is the mark of the blessings of God in our life? When we have lived the whole year as born-again Christians, what is the blessing? What is it that we are looking for? What do you want as a promotion from your mighty God? And this is necessary in a child of God's life, that you are not, he said, he takes us from one degree of glory to another. So God is a God of promotion. Promotion does not come from nowhere. It comes from Almighty God. And you have to desire to be promoted. And promotion is coming out of evaluation. Out of evaluation. So it is important for one to be living and not just be cruising in life. But a time comes that you're going to have to sit down and assess your life. A time comes that you're going to have to sit down and see where you are going, if it is a route that is going to bring glory. A time comes. You know, it's not about God only, because God himself wants to glorify you. So if you are rebelling within, telling yourself, why would I live to glorify God? No, let me tell you. Because God wants to glorify you. God wants to glorify you. His predestination, that is exactly, he said, he justifies. Sacrifice the Son, Jesus Christ, so that there shall not be any ground of sin. And then you will be allowed to live a life that will bring glory to God, that bounce back to your life. To your life. You know, we have to be aware of where we are coming from. That is what evaluation is all about. You have to see what has been done so that we will be able to say that, okay, this is what we have on the table. This is what has been accomplished. Where do we go from here? How do we increase? What is the next step? A higher level. Colossians chapter 1. And the verses 13 to 14. By the direction of the Father, Jesus Christ had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us unto the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. This is where we are coming from. There is no condemnation upon our lives. There is no condemnation on us. You can live stress-free because Christ redeemed us from the power of oppression. Christ had redeemed us from the power of suppression. Christ had redeemed us from the power of darkness. This is what Christ has done for everyone and each one of us. And even in this journey when we sin, we still have an high priest and an advocate out there that we can call upon for forgiveness of sins. That is how much we have and where we stand. It is important for one, once you have been redeemed from the power of darkness, which means that we used to be in darkness. We used to be in darkness, but we have been translated from darkness to the light. What light are we talking about? In John 1 and the verses 4, he said, in Jesus Christ was life. In Jesus Christ was life. And the life was the light of men. So man needs life. Man needs light. God does not want man to live in darkness. So as a result of that, he pulled man, he delivered man, he saved man from darkness and brought him into his son, Jesus Christ, in whom there is full of life. He is light. He is light. You know, the light is brought forth by the life in him. The light is brought forth by the life in Christ. And when you are in Christ and living that life, it triggers light also in your life. It triggers light. A man without light is a blind person. And a blind person cannot achieve much. You don't know where you are going. Anything can happen to you at all times. This is the reason of the Son being released to pull us out of darkness and brought us into himself where there is life, so that we will gain light to see the path of life that God has called us to live. So important. Seek ye the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, and everything else that you are looking for shall be added unto you. When a man has light, he is enlightened in every area of life. When it comes to sickness and diseases, he has been enlightened because there is life where he draws his forces from. In Christ is life. We gain light in every area of our lives. And this light is not something that, you know, it has to be dimmed or it has to go off along the line. The parable of the 10 virgins, 5 of them were foolish and the other 5 were wise. Initially, if God, Jesus came right away, we wouldn't have known who was wise and who was foolish, because everybody's light was burning. Everybody's light was burning. So you see, the point is that it is only the time that Christ came that we came to find out that some of them did not have enough oil to maintain their light. So it is important to maintain the light in your life. It is important to maintain the light in your life. So in other words, this light has to shine. It has to shine. It has to shine continuously burning, you have to see yourself being increased by the light, which is triggered by the life in Christ Jesus. Proverbs chapter 4 and the verses 18, he said, the path of the just. You see that? The path of the one that is called and has been justified, talking about you, is as the shining light. It's as the shining light. The path is the way of life, the steps in life of the one who has been called by God and justified for the purpose of God bringing you to glorification. He said your light, it has to be shining. 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 And that it shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Hallelujah. Unto the perfect day. So you see, that when that day comes, you have to be shining. You have to be shining. That day, it is coming in my spirit as that day where you are also going to be glorified. The day of the destination. Jeremiah, I know the thoughts that I'm thinking towards you. Thought of peace and not evil. To bring you to the expected end. That perfect day is the expected end where God wants you to be there. Full of glory. Full of glory. Full of glory. So you can see that the step of evaluation, it is something that is necessary in life. Matter of fact, we shouldn't be waiting for the end of the year alone to start evaluating ourselves. You have to keep in mind that life is short, and you have to catch what is essential in life. Once you know what is essential, you run that race with a lot of power, focus, determination, patience, faith, and you name it. Name it. This place is not a place of joke. We are on a battlefield here. You can see if God predestinated you here. You have to know that you are on assignment. You are on assignment. When your task is over, you will be going back. You will not live extra 1 second over here. Because you have been predestinated. When you reach your end, it is that's it. He's calling you back home. And the power in it is not like God just threw you here in this world and has forgotten about you. Absolutely not. He predestinated them, he called them, he justified them, and he glorified them. So it is in stages. It is in stages. And as we move forth, you want to make sure that your light is always. So, you see, you cannot take the glory of last year and be boasting of it this year. You see, you cannot take the past glory as your present glory. It is not. It goes even against the word of God, because he takes us through a path where we are shining more and more. So your boasting of last year, of this year, your boasting of your achievement and your success of last year, in this year, is a failure. It's a failure. It means that this year you have not accomplished a greater shining of your light. And we have to be sensitive to these things. This is what your God, this is what our God is looking for. A higher height. This is the reason why I keep saying, I said that when you come before this God, live your life in expectation. You want to go higher. You expect to shine more. More and more than last year. So you come before the Lord and you have a list of things. List of positions. List of promotions. list of achievement, higher heights that you bring before God, and the Lord will empower you with his Holy Spirit, help you to get you there. God will do it. You know why God will do it? Because he has called you to get there. So God wants you to be there, by the way. Before you finish praying, the Lord will answer your prayers. He will answer your prayers. Because that is what he wants you to do. So once you come in line with the plans of God, with the purpose of God, with the thoughts of Almighty God, nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. Shine it more and more. God is willing to change us from glory to glory unto that perfect day. You know, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and let me read the verse 18. So, this light, how does it get to shine more and more? Remember where we are coming from. We got the light from the life in Christ Jesus. And now that we have this light, God is expecting us to see this life, this light being increased, shining more and more. How is it going to be done? How is this light can shine more and more? He said, all of us, all believers, all of us, children of God, all born again Christians, called by Almighty God into Christ, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. We are changed. This is so wonderful. You see, the life in Christ Jesus, that is what brings forth the light. So as you keep on holding, having taken Jesus Christ, his, what does it mean? Holding him, beholding him as the glass. It is looking onto his life, how he lived. What is it? Because he is the example that the Father has given so that we can look. That is what man is looking for. Man is looking, he's seeking to accomplish certain things in life. That is why God said that in your looking, in your seeking, make sure that you seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness first. So please, look unto Jesus Christ. Seek in Christ. And once you are doing that, something definitely is going to happen. Because beholding us in the glass, Jesus Christ, that is, by the way, this Jesus, John 1:1, it tells us that Jesus is the Word. Jesus Christ is the Word. So looking unto the Word of the living God, we come to the point that we are changed. We are changed by Christ. We are changed by the Word. To what? Into the same image, from glory to glory, as by the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. We have help here. We have help here. When you have come to take Jesus Christ as your mirror of life, as your role model of life, as your reason for your next promotion, as the answer and the solution for the promotion to come, as you are looking unto this Jesus Christ, by there is something that is in the life of Christ that is going to be impacted in you. Matter of fact, has been given. That is the Holy Spirit. You will get a helper that is also going to help you. By the Holy Spirit, there is a gradual transformation. Gradual transformation of your life, of your habits, of your doings. Every single thing, any way that you are falling short, as you continue looking unto this Jesus Christ, by the help in Christ, empowered by the Holy Ghost, there will can never be a failure. That stumbling block that says that you will not be promoted, that power shall be broken, and the next thing you know, you have already been moved forward. This is what the Word of God is saying here. This is what the Word of God says. The power is in the word of God. The healing is in the word of God. The promotion is in the word of God. We have been released into power, unto glorification. God wants you to get there. He wants you to get there. Wonderful. Hebrews 12 and the verses 1 to 2. He said, seeing that we Christians, we are also compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do beset us easily. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. That is life. Let me break down this scripture. We also are compassed about with so great cloud of witnesses. Abraham came. He lived. He died. Accomplished what God wanted him to do. And he was passed into glory. Moses came. He lived. He accomplished what God wanted him to do. He died and passed unto glory. Apostle Paul came. He lived. He accomplished what God wanted him to do. He died and passed unto glory. Put your name there. You have come. You are living. You are doing what the Lord God wants you to do. A time will come. You will pass and go on to glory. This is what the word of God is saying. He said that the same way. So heaven is just watching over everybody's life. There are witnesses in heaven that are watching over your life. They want to see how you can go through this life. They want to see every single step if you are truly going to make it. I pray for somebody here today. I pray for somebody here today. No matter what, you will make it in the name of Jesus Christ. You will. You will. How is it going to be done? And it's amazing because Abraham, he was a man of patience. Moses, full of anger. But God also helped him. And with patience, he made it. I don't know what your downfall or what your problem is or what you see as your weakness. It doesn't matter. God will help you. God will definitely help you. The same God that helped Abraham, the same God that helped Moses, the same God that helped Apostle Paul, God will also help you. You will get there. You will get there. How? So, what is important here, it's not about all the tribulations that are happening around us. It is not about that. He said the storms, they are meant to happen because you are in the world. It's not about that. But it is about you. You and where you have your interest. Where you have your interest, that is where you look. And we have been saying from the very beginning that there is only one place that a man needs to look. And that place is just right here on the verse 2 of Hebrews 12. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. And it is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. May the Lord God bless your life. May the Lord empower your life. You have to see what is important is not about you trying to do this, trying to do that. What is important is about where are you looking? Where are you looking? Who is your role model? Are you looking to some kind of celebrity because you want to be a celebrity? Where are you looking? The word is specific. Only one area that a child of God must be looking. Because from that area proceeded all that a man needs to live. There is something about this mirror, Jesus Christ. As you continue looking unto him, there is power that comes out of him and just changing you. It's a process. It's a gradual process. Gradually. And you are being transformed. You are being transformed. They don't know how you are being transformed, but you are being transformed. Simply because your heart is set after this God. Your heart, your eyes is set on Christ. You continue living a life of righteousness. Ah, what is besetting me down? This weight, this is a weight. But the problem at home, my anger at home is a weight. My gossip is a weight. My this one, anything that you see as weakness is a weight. Lay it aside so that you can run this race of life. So that you can run this race of life. By looking onto only one direction, you will get help. By looking onto only one direction, you will make it. By looking onto only one direction, where they don't want you to be, you will be there and beyond it. Looking unto Jesus Christ, the author. Hey, let me tell you, as you are looking unto him, you see, our role model, Jesus, he was set to the Father. He was looking to the mandate over his life. What was happening to him? Look at what was going on. He said, the cross was set before him. So he endured the cross. He endured the cross, despising the shame. And now he has been glorified. What is set ahead of you? You are going to face problems. You are going to face problems that will bring forth shame. You are going to face problems that might bring forth reproach. They will talk about you. They might point fingers at you. They might just say whatever that they want to say. But you see that Christ was not moved by those things because it is part of the journey. It is part of the journey. Jesus Christ is our role model. Jesus Christ is where we look unto. He is the example of life that we're supposed to be living. And it is not a life of fanfare. But what is great is that the wonderful things are ahead. They are ahead. They are the end of it. Glorification is coming. You want party? Please exercise patience. You will be partying beyond any of your imagination. What is it that you are looking for? At the end of it, he said he will glorify you. He will glorify you. Christ was glorified. Amazing. The man is now at the right hand of the Father. Jesus Christ is now at the right hand of the Father, fulfilling his second ministry. Priest, high priest. High priest. You know what it means? It means that God doesn't have plans for you here on earth alone. God does not have plans. God's plans for you does not finish here on earth. And the assignment right now is on earth. But where he wants you to be is another plan of enjoyment. Hallelujah. It's another plan of enjoyment. You will get there. You will get there. Your children will get there. Your family will get there. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You will get there. You will. From glory to glory. Thank you, my Lord. Life is short. Life is short. You need to maximize it. So if I'm asking you a question, what is the thing that really excited you as you look back in your achievement? What is the thing that really, what is it that you have accomplished that when you look at it, you said, this is. And these are some of the things that some people, they look at what they have accomplished, and when they are moving, they don't even want to put their foot on the ground. So much pride. So what is it? The book of Philippians 2 and the verses 5, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. The one that you are looking onto, capture his mind. Do you know that when somebody wants to be a basketball player, he's looking onto Michael Jordan. He said that he wants to play like Jordan. He wants to move like Jordan. He wants to shoot like Jordan. So when he started, he became a star. God is willing for you to have the right mindset. The same mindset as your role model, who is Jesus Christ. Who is Jesus? This is what we have been called to do. Please let us not deceive ourselves. Let not the chickens in Chicago and, you know, wherever that you are, whatever that makes you joyful, which is not God, which is not Jesus, let not that thing deceive you. Let not your little achievement of this world that is not bringing anything to God deceive you. There are some things that are essential in life that a man needs to have. We are not talking about our degrees. After all, degrees, God owns it. The man can heat everywhere that your temperature would break. Thermometers will break. He owns everything. What is it that we are looking for? Let's go back to the owner, the supplier, the source of it all. And let's get what is essential. When we say God is good, we don't always understand. But this is how Almighty God is good. He doesn't want you to be lost in this whole place of, you know, funfair. So much is going on that if one is not careful, you can easily be dissolved. So much is going on right now in this world that if one is not careful, you can easily be deceived. Especially when you are a child of God. Another Jesus Christ is also out there. Another gospel is being preached. Another form of prophecy that is bringing you to a different God is all just right there. It is easy to get distracted these days. Let's come back to the word of the living God and do what the Lord God has called us to do. Thank you, my Lord. You might have your plans. Let me tell you in Proverbs 19, the verses 21, he said there are many devices in a man's heart. There are many devices. There are so many things that a man wants to accomplish in life. There are so many projects that you want to do. There are so many things in your heart that you want to accomplish in this life. But what the word says, he said, nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. So among all the things that you want to do, please, just make sure that you have in store in your heart or in your project things that are part of the counsel of the living God. Otherwise, whatever that you will do will never stand. A time of test is coming. A time of test is coming. We will find out who built with silver, who built with gold, and who built with, you know, hay and straw. The fire shall test it. And if your works are burnt, you suffer loss. You suffer loss. So let us not deceive ourselves. Only the counsel of God stands. Only the counsel of God stands. I know, and I want to say this to everyone and each one of us. Do you know that this gospel that we preach, especially in the Christendom, every time that the word of God is being preached, a scripture is read, and then you are telling within yourself and say, oh, I know this one. Oh, I have heard it before. Oh, I know this. So you are around thinking that you know scriptures. You have been acquainted and familiar with God. You cannot be acquainted or familiar with the scriptures. Because every time that the Lord is releasing his word, it is meant to do something in your life to bring forth a shining higher more and more to your own life. So if your heart, the devil is deceiving you and thinking that, oh, I read this scripture before. You read the scripture before, but you are not receiving the revelation out of the word of God. It is the spirit that quickened it. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I'm speaking to you, they are spirit and life. This is what we are talking about here. Please, we are not here to joke. We are not here to be eaten and just be going. Jesus Christ is telling you that there is things that are essential. You seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness first. And all that you have made your mind for your own stuff, all these things, God will just add them to you. Priorities are very important. Where you look in life is very important. What you set your eyes to do in life is very important. It will make you or will demake you. The truth is in the word. And it is the word that makes free. Romans 8:32, he said, ye shall know. You know, John 8:32, he said, ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. The truth shall make you free. Everything that you have in mind to do, please, if it's not in line with the values of heaven, may you continue looking unto Jesus for divine transformation. You need to be transformed. The mind of Christ, it has to be also in you. People lose focus when they are looking into wrong places. You know, the real values of eternity, they disappear as we appreciate more and more the worldly promotions. The values of eternity disappears. They disappear when we look more and more onto the worldly promotions. You are looking onto the wrong direction. You are looking onto the wrong direction. This is where the problem comes from. We have not called to be awaiting for the worldly things. We have called and we are awaiting to the coming of Christ. We are not looking for who is coming in the world. We are looking unto heaven, Jesus Christ. When is he coming? You know, this is something that everyone and each one of us have to think of. Because one thing that I know is that, Christ is coming in Christendom. We all know that the statement was made. He said that the same way that you are seeing Jesus Christ going, he will also be coming. And everybody will see him coming. Everybody. And when I, you know, watch this. The power that is going to make everybody in the world, wherever you are, to see Christ coming. That's amazing. Because this earth is rotating. When it is day here, it is night over there. But everybody, when it is night, people are sleeping. But the day that Jesus Christ will be coming, that day everybody will be awake and everybody will be seeing him coming. Power. Power. Do not lose the heavenly values. I'm stopping just right here. My last scripture, 2 Timothy 1 and the verses 9. Jesus Christ, who had saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given in us in Christ Jesus Christ before the world began. This is what the word says. He said, God called us unto glory, and he placed us in Christ so that the heavenly purpose, the day, the perfect day of glorification, we shall live to see that day. May the Lord God bless you. May the Lord bless his purpose in your life. All that we have been saying here, may the word transform your life so that you will see that day of perfection unto the glory of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
You just received a word from Pastor Charles Entry at Faith Victory Ministries International. For more messages and other great resources to help you grow in your walk with Christ, please be sure to visit us at faithvictoryministries.org. That's faithvictoryministries.org. And may God continue to bless.